I really feel that the Lord has given me a word to share this weekend. And first, a quote from a person who's known for his painting and sculptures, not for his wordsmithing. It's Michelangelo that is attributed with having said, "The greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark." So then let me ask a question. What brings you here? Why are you here? What are you expecting here? Same questions pertain to me. When we go to an event, we expect something very specific. And for example, I go to a movie expecting to see a good movie. I go to a concert expecting to hear good music. I go to a game expecting to watch spirited competition. The greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark. What brings us to church today? What brings you to church today? What brings me to church today? There's far too many who expect nothing when they come to Mass. And when we expect nothing, what do we usually experience? How about you? Nothing for me. When I'm expecting that, nothing's going to happen. That's typically what happens. And when I crow and I complain that I didn't get anything out of it, and then that continues, that I expect nothing and I keep going, and then over time, then what happens? Well, I stopped going altogether. The greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark. I mean, what would Mass be like if we came expecting that the God of the universe wants to, that the God of the universe is eager to, and if I settle down and if I honestly listen, that the God of the universe might actually break into my life? I come here expecting doors to be open and lights to be on for sure, to begin reasonably on time. But am I expecting to encounter God, to meet God, to meet God maybe through community? It might be a word that is offered to me that's encouraging or consoling or supportive. Maybe I'm moved to notice someone else and to be that voice of encouragement or that support or that consolation. Or to actually expect that in the word that is proclaimed, that God is going to speak to me. He's going to speak to me right where I am in the struggle that is uniquely mine right now. Do I expect that? Or to receive him in the Eucharist? How different does Mass become when expectations are elevated? And when we come to Mass, we had best come with great big expectations. Seriously, why would Jesus give us the very gift of his Holy Eucharist? Yes, we come exactly as we are. That's how we come. We arrive confused or unsettled, anxious, afraid, apprehensive, fearful, maybe feeling alone, maybe unsure about the future. We come as we are, and it's as if the Lord tries to speak to us through community, through word, through sacrament. And he says, do you not see my holy presence under the appearance of bread and wine? You have nothing to fear. And if the God of the universe gives to us his very self, what is it that he will fail to provide us?